This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of our Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony can coexist. I am so thrilled to introduce to you our special guest today, Renee Piani. She is an award-winning international love designer and heart-centered messenger and coach. Renee, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. It's so exciting what you're doing, helping people have this spa life. And wow, we are blessed. And I'm here to share some secrets too.
Well, we can't wait to hear about them because you're also a relationship reinvention expert and you walk the talk. So you have done this yourself. You have married the man of your dreams, Joe. And I believe we might have the special opportunity to actually see him today.
Actually, you know, it's so interesting because when I was in my business, I've been doing this 29 years, I was alone a lot. And when I was pioneering speed dating, the rapid dating company, I put together thousands of couples and people would say, well, what about you? How come you don't have a man? And I know that's a challenge for many of the people in the world that are super busy people. And so I ended up marrying someone like myself, and I'm going to bring my handsome husband in here. So everyone always says, well, who did you marry? And how do you guys keep it balanced? Get in here. I drug him into this, everyone. This is my husband, Joe.
Joe Campbell. Hey, Joe.
Hi,
welcome
everybody
to the show.
It's great to be here.
And he is my very first and only husband. This is it for me. I found my match. And I think a lot of busy, successful people wonder, can successful people have that balance in love? And I believe that we do. And that's what I'm here to talk about. And I brought him into it.
Yes, you did.
I love that. So, you know, Joe, it's, you know, I know that you're a busy person, Renee. I mean, part of what we talk to in our listeners is that people live really full lives and that it's one thing to have accomplishment, but a lot of people do it at the expense of their relationships and their health. What are some of the things that you and Renee do that keep a balance in your life?
Well, you know, we both are like workaholics. We're constantly working. And I think when you look at yourself and you, having been married before and having learned from prior mistakes, I should say, you start to learn balance is really critical, not only with your health, you make sure you're staying fit and so forth, but certainly with each other. It's like anything else. If you're not putting water to the plant's going to die. And relationships, I believe, are a lot like that. So what we do, I mean, on a regular basis, and you know, usually annually, we always kind of say, did we do it enough? Were we really balanced enough from last year versus this year? And the common theme was, wow, we could have done better. Boy, we got busy on these points, or we kind of lost track of that. So we make it on a regular basis, certainly weekly. We say, hey, listen, what do we want to do this week that we can do together? What do we want to plan a month, 2 months out that we can do together that's fun and exciting, that's more than maybe just a weekend thing? So
I love that. He really is great at planning, but because of our busyness, we have to plan ahead. Yeah. And sometimes if we don't, you know, people say, oh, we're going to take a romantic weekend. And then it never happens, you know.
Right.
So we make a point of it. Even if we just go on a California staycation, we call it, you know, go to another city just to be in a different place.
Yep.
But beyond that, day to day, when I speak at women's conferences or all these women, I find that most of them keep putting love into the future. Even like they'll say, well, once this project is done, once that project is done.
As soon as.
Yeah, well, I call it once-eye syndrome. The once I get my book done. So we sometimes come across that too, because he'll have a deal or I have a show or I'm doing something.
Yep.
So we always say, okay, this time at night, we're cutting it off. We're shutting off everything.
Yep.
We're going to be fully present with each other.
Yep.
And I told her about KT. And that's embarrassing for him.
Oh, TMI.
It's like, you know, sometimes you just want to be close, like hugging, holding hands, kissing, just connecting like eye to eye without it being like, and just, so sometimes if I'm tired, I'll say, we want a KT, and he'll go, yeah. And he at first was like, what do you mean? So we would just lay in bed. And since he's twice the size of me, I kind of hold on to him. It's called koala time. I call it connecting time, like our connecting time, just to reconnect.
And actually, that's a good point. So, you know, so you talk about being balanced and, you know, recasting that balance each time. Sometimes it can be just a small little intimate moment, such as Renee calls it, KT. But taking that time to be together, just to even, and not necessarily has to be sexual, it could just be simply just holding each other, talking to each other, putting your phone aside. You know, you'd be surprised how many people are so, you know, have a technology addiction. They got to be constantly checking their texts. You know, put your phone aside, focus on really listening to the person, not only what they're saying, but really listening to their body language. What are they really saying from the inside out? Many times it's not what they're verbally saying, it's what they're not saying is what you got to hone in on. So again, balancing is a lot of different layers. Part of it is physical, part of it is taking time, but the other part is really effectively listening to each other as a couple.
Wow, this is such sage advice. Listeners, are you hearing here? This is a couple that is actually putting this into practice, because it's one thing to say, oh, I've achieved the goal, if you will, married the man of your dreams, and that's happened. But that's really just the launching pad, right? I mean, once you're actually, you've compatible, you're together, but what you do to maintain that, what you do to enrich that, to actually have the decisions and to be present to what's working and what's not working and making those tweaks, yeah. Isn't that like kind of like the secret sauce, if you will, to really have it endure?
Well, I have to say yes. And I do believe that women get, you know, it's Valentine's Day and all these holidays, right? During holidays or times when people are with somebody and it's not really spicy anymore. They're like, God, so boring. So I'm saying, my mom always used to say, if you're bored, you're boring. You know, you think if your marriage is boring, then you're boring. You know, people come to me and I go and see what they're wearing to entice their mates, or even men or women that are dating. They just don't feel spicy. They don't feel like they're really worth it because they're getting over something, right? So for people that are out of sync in their own personal lives, it goes the same thing. But when, so what we do, and this is something that I think is really cool. My book is Get the Secrets to Opening Your Heart to Find True Love. But when you're in love and you're out of sync, sometimes I use these hearts as a symbol for that we need to have a heart to heart. And when people, clients of mine get married, I buy them a heart and I say, this heart is going to be something as a symbol for the sacredness of your hearts. And if you're out of sync, put it down on his desk or downstairs somewhere in the bathroom where they can see it. And that's the sign that it's time to connect without doing the, we need to talk.
I love that, because sometimes just getting the conversation started can be the hardest part, you know, especially if maybe there's a hurt feeling or you're not sure how to express yourself, or there's like that elephant in the room that's happening. Yeah. I mean, don't they say that like in a relationship, there's you, me, and then the relationship is another entity, and to be able to have an actual physical token, if you will, to basically step for you and actually start the conversation for you. I love that.
Yeah.
And you know, it's interesting because couples, you know, even for Valentine's Day or yourself, for your personal self to have, and when a person buys my book, when I come to a signing, I give them a heart and I'm like, you're going to have to hold on to your heart because you're doing this to your marriage or you're doing this to yourself, really. And this book is more for people getting back into the game of love, or really that are out of sync with themselves. So they think a partner is going to make it happen. It doesn't. And also, one of the biggest challenges is that many people that are over 40 are going to be dating divorced people. And my husband had been married twice before. Okay, yikes. So, and he lived 3,000 miles away. Like, the odds of people think that it's impossible to meet people, that is not true. And it's also not true to have those beliefs that there's no great people out there. There are a lot of people that are reinventing that love to be in love. They just weren't married to the right person. And when they get real about love, they have to evaluate that so that they can redesign the way they're choosing. So when I met him, you know, people were warning me not to get involved with somebody that had been married before. And I totally disagree with that philosophy, but it depends on where they are in the phase. So I wanted to mention that, because a lot of people are out there dating right now and or courting with somebody that could have been married before, divorced. And it's a big part of the world. People are scared of that and they shouldn't be.
Right, right.
But to the balancing part of it, yeah. I mean, it's like any relationship, you know, yes, it's important to kind of look at all the factors, but when you're together, whether you're married, because many of the people in the audience, I'm sure could be also married, and they're going through the relationship, I mean, they start, again, going back to your symbol, having a symbol or even sending a heart to each other, texting, if you're going to use technology, for goodness sakes, you know, send it to someone, say, you know, can we have a date? You know, can we have some, you know, alone time? And, you know, again, take that time is to rebalance yourself, to put your phones, put your technology aside, put your work aside, and just talk to each other. If you don't do this, if you don't balance this, like your health, like anything else, it will dwindle. So back to your earlier point.
Cooking is helpful. I find cooking.
Wait, feed me first.
These are one of my secrets. And this is what I did an article on. And the thing about this is staying in sync. When you are out of sync and the tension is there, not only do you have the heart, but if you use a tone that sends, you know, toxicity at your partner, they're going to shut down. So usually if he's on the phone, like it's to talk to the hand, you know, you're on the phone and you feel disconnected and dinner's ready or whatever. I put my hands on his back, you know, I give him a little sign, you know, or the heart will be out, or I'll, you know, text him dinner's ready instead of like, God, you know, because it sets up the evening for bad vibes. And when you're trying to close things, you know, things happen, you get out of time sinks. And then, you know,
well, I just want to, you kind of raised another point. This is about expectations. You know, I think we all have expectations of ourselves and of others. And sometimes we do what I like to refer to as projecting. Either we're upset with ourselves or not happy with ourselves. And that could be a reason that can cause, you know, the balance to be thrown off. You know, it's like, hey, I'm not feeling fulfilled because I haven't closed the deal, or I haven't done this, or I haven't done whatever. Yeah. There's always something that's going
to
be there.
It may have nothing to do with your other person, right?
I mean, you bet. And that projecting then sometimes comes through as behavior that may not be pleasant to the other person. And so you have to be mindful, you know, of, you know, yourself and how you're coming across to the other person, and recognize that no matter what it is, there's always going to be another deal. There's always going to be something else that pops up, and you really have to just stop and be mindful of yourself, your behavior, as well as your time.
Right.
Okay. I just want to add to that, as a wife of a busy man who, you know, when he has big monster deals, you can feel the energy hanging there. And it's just like us when we have a lot going on with coaching clients and a lot, and the person takes it personally because you're not connecting. So now that I know him well enough, I always say, what's going on at work? Because you're cranky bear and you need some food, and support him during the times, because I know when I'm overwhelmed, one of my secrets is bring food with you, because if you're cranky, you know, and you get behind in work, it really bothers us. So when we're out of sync, I know he's hungry or I'm hungry. And that might sound stupid, but it's important.
Well, I think it's just understanding each other. Yeah. Again, it's recognizing as you get to know someone, any partner, and the ones that are married certainly know the others well enough to know what their hot buttons are. Or what are their things? And of course, if it's eating, or if they're tired, or if they had, you know, maybe a parent or something, someone passed away in the family that they're very close to. So there's a lot of other things that they're going to project. You know, sometimes the things are very obvious they're projecting, and how you decide to read them could throw you off, or in this case, your balance off.
Right. Well, this could also be part of, you know, in the agreements that you have as couples, in terms of, you know, what kind of support. I mean, some people are more visual, some people are more auditory, you know, it's like finding out what they need. I mean, sometimes even just going for a walk. I have with some of my clients where it's like, okay, we're going to go for, you know, a 20-minute walk. I'm going to talk for the first 10 minutes. You're going to talk for the next 10 minutes, you know, to be able to talk and to listen and to have that interchange of what's going on, and to really just understand what is it that supports that person. And so it's like you said, it's just being kind and being present and having it. And sometimes we overlook that when it's the person or the people that we love the most who are in our space to have that happen. And I think that also what's a benefit to having more experience and being older couples is that, you know, we have been through relationships. We know what works and doesn't work. And a lot of times it has to do with the dynamics with that person, and allows you to really step outside of that and go, okay, what was my part in that? What do I need to shift in that? What's it look like? Because you could be doing the same things with somebody else. And I know we're going to step in here later about talking about some imprints, but just, I love the fact that you guys are really mindful about this and that you are sharing this together. And I know, Joe, that you have another commitment, but I just want to thank you for stepping in, because it's really helpful, because I know that there's some men listening to our show as well. And it's always good to have the other side of the story and to see how you guys are working together. So I thank you for that.
Yeah, it's been great to be on the call. It's been wonderful. You too, enjoy the rest of this. Really, it was a great experience. Again, remember, balance, balance is what's key. And I think it's really what's kept us together for now 15 plus years. And it's been wonderful. So thank you.
I'm going to give him some more stuff when he leaves.
Oh, bye. Boy. You can save it. Bye, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Okay. Bye, Joe. Thank you. Sweetie. No, it's really, you know, when I have these events where the women come and then I bring all these different types of men, divorced men and playboys and all the, and it's such a different perspective sometimes, even when I hear him talk to other people about it, it's like, oh my God. But I think he learned from being married, you know, he learned from being married and he really did some work on himself to really look at the things that, you know, he was challenged with, you know, being a father really young and all the things that he went through. And I just asked him a lot of questions when I first met him to find out how he does love to be loved.
Well, so I know that this is
right away. And it was so magical because he never wanted to get married again. When I met him, I had met him in my 20s and told his cousin I was going to marry him. And then 20 years later, I re-met him again. And we only met twice. And I remember holding his arm and electric going up my arm. And I said to his cousin 30 years ago, I'm going to marry him. And then when I saw him again, we felt the same way, but his walls were up. So in marriage, it happens. In dating, it happens. When people are in different phases of love, their walls come up. So as when you learn to connect with somebody when you first meet them and know how to understand, quote, their imprints, and that's what we are going to talk about.
Yes.
You to see if they have a doorway open to their heart, because right. Every one of us gets hurt and we have to have open doorways so that we can learn and keep expanding and love deeper. So right. That's what happened to us. That's what happened.
And I know, as you know, you being an author, and I know, you know, those of you who are on Facebook, you'll be able to see this Get Real with Love and all the secrets to opening your heart and finding true love and mechanics. And for those of you that are listening, you guys can, you know, check out this book. And but she has actually holding her heart that we were talking about, the heart that she gives, and showing the key going into it. So you get to actually see that. But one of the things that I read about in your book, and I know that, I mean, you've been featured on CNN, NBC, ABC, Wall Street Journal. I mean, you have all these credentials that, where you're like the go-to person for this. And one of the things I loved about reading in your book was talking about love imprints and the relationship loops that people get into.
Yes.
Can you elaborate a little bit more about that?
Yes, I can. There is a photo that is behind me for those of you that can't see it. And it's a version of the Klimt Tree of Life. So you could look it up online and get a visual of it. But what this picture did, and I had the artist put a key in the heart of a trunk of the tree, and underneath it are roots, right? And then as the tree goes through different generations of growth in the growing limbs of the tree, as it goes forward, these are the generations of imprints that we've had from our great grandparents to our grandparents and through the lineage of your family. And when you're getting matched or you're trying to merge with a person to build a lifestyle that really co-creates an amazing thing, when you find out about their imprints and how they were role modeled at a young age from their mom and their dad and maybe their grandparents. Many of us, you know, were living with our grandparents or we came from a divorced home, and you get to see what was weaved into your beautiful mind as a child, as a teenager, experiences that you've had, and listening to the role models that were present in your life at that time. And I had some woozies in mine, I can tell you that. So I never got married until, you know, I had significant love, but I did have a big, huge wall. So I understand from working with over 500,000 people and teaching classes for 29 years, the walls that you may have based on what you saw, heard, or experienced in your lineage.
I love seeing like the stories that you had in there. I mean, they were so vivid. And I know you guys, you've got to pick up this book because you are going to see yourself in at least one, if not several, of these stories. Because what may just seem like, oh, that just happened, or it was just an event, but to see how that actually is a foundation of how we then look at relationships. And maybe you just overheard something, it wasn't even your own relationship, but it gave you a belief system, or it had you think about things in a different way. And we sometimes don't look how those things imprint on us and how they affect us and make that happen. So I really love all the examples you give, because I think that is such a vivid way for people to identify, oh, okay, I had some of these, and really starting to make that connection between how we looked at something and how it's now affecting our present day life.
Well, when you think about my own, the vulnerability of Get Real About Love is it's my story because I did not trust men. And I'm Italian. I'm from one of those Guido families from the East Coast. You know, get married, have some kids. It was, and then the people that did get married and had kids, many of them had, you know, infidelity. And then as it went back, I started to hear my great aunts and my mother's sisters and people in my cousins all married. They had imprints of their mothers being left by their fathers. And then they, my aunts and cousins would have to raise their children on their own. And they used to say, don't you ever do this to yourself. Get your own money. Don't trust men. They're all liars, you know? And then everywhere I was, and even as a little girl with my Barbie and Ken, little Renee got hurt. So little Renee was dating almost all the men that I dated. And they were all half available people because mm-hmm. that's what I saw as role models. And wow. It was just, so when you read this, it's going to give you permission to like go back. I went and asked my great aunts, my cousins, the stories that I have are going to be in the next book, Your Love Lineage. These stories are so profound. And all of the stories in that book are my story of how I let man after man, I went through a love loop. That's what we were going to talk about next. Because my beliefs had half of me believing in love and the other half was like, no way. So I created men that had the same imprint in their lives. They were half available and half unavailable.
Right.
If you're meeting somebody that women or men will say, I keep meeting these flakes. I keep people that they seem like they want love and then something happens and they run. That is a deep imprint. And if you don't heal it, you're going to be in a love loop until you're 90 going, I don't know why I couldn't find that right person.
Right.
It's because you haven't healed it. You have not healed it.
So does the imprint then cause the loop?
Yes, it does. Usually it's unconscious. And I find that it's like, you know, I don't know, whenever anybody comes to me for coaching, they go, well, I have one part of me that feels this way. And then the other part of me says, no friggin' way, right? So I said, if your parts are not integrated, going in one direction, it's just like a business goal or a lifestyle goal, a body goal, you know, okay, I'm going to go work out, but it never works out. Like every time I ever do it, I never look as good as her. So you have these two sides of yourself not really wanting to achieve the goal and you never get it, but you get the same experience of not getting it over and over. You create your own reality. So when I realized I went back to school, like this was 17 years ago, I was a hypnotherapist, but I wanted to go deeper because therapy, I kept saying, why am I meeting the same guy? You know, why am I meeting him again and again with a different name, a different body, but the same story? And it was Renee, little Renee would say, oh, I'm busy. And this is a good temporary guy just for now. And I'm going to have him. And then 2 years would go by because I was too busy to really stop and look at what I was doing. And I didn't want to be by myself because I was busy. Mm-hmm. So the busy people, all of us busy people, we often make stupid mistakes from that other side. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. And then it's like people go into, this I talk about people living their life by default, right? They're just go into that loop of just, well, this is good enough for now, or this will work out, or, you know, all of those things. And so I appreciate by bringing this all to light that you've actually consciously chosen to live your life with intention, that you actually design your life. So what are some of the things that you are doing to actually design your life with intention?
Well, every single day, I have to tell you this, and this is one of the things that shook me up. About 2.5 years ago, I got an infection in a tooth and it spread and gave me toxic blood poisoning. And I was in bed almost for 1.5 years, off and on, losing my voice. And you know this because I had to cancel the show.
Yes.
Now, I can tell anybody out there the things that came out of that were me seeing, being slowed down made me see the hectic pace of all of our lives, not just my own. And I couldn't get up to go do it. So I was not spinning, but I was watching everyone around me spin. And now from that experience, I have changed everything. I take sacred time every morning to prepare for my day. I am very conscious of what I eat because I had to go on a really hard diet for a really long time. So I make all my health-oriented food in advance so that if I need food, it is always there at my disposal. Now, any of us that are busy, if you grab and go and you're eating crap, it'll take you down. And this one here upstairs, Mr. Athlete, He got hit by a car and dislocated both of his shoulders. Okay.
Wow.
So both of us got hit at the same time with the same message. And that's why he was in a business that was really stressful and deals were, you know, happening and not happening. And our stress levels, my arm, my teeth had to be cut out. My arm had to be operated on. So we had a time where we got to look at the possibility of both of us having a chance to die. And that is when all of it changed for me. And I just started carving out, like I created time each day to take breaks, to take naps, to go work out in between all of my schedule, like 3 or 4 times a week. So I rotate nurturing myself, feeding myself and him, and walks and sun breaks and a lot of spiritual practices to keep myself in balance. And that is the only reason that I'm here on this planet.
It's so great that you made those shifts and changes. And, you know, it's so common that, you know, it's actually been shared with me that most people wait till one of the top D's in order to do something. So it's either death, divorce, or disease, that when one of those come into your life, you either have to make a drastic change or you're going to be taken out. And to really, you know, these are the signs. They say that the body is the last end of the road, if you will, to really express like any of the things that we've been ignoring, or, you know, we get all these signs all the time, this internal knowledge and knowing that we have to ignore that, then the body eventually will step in and to be like, okay, this has got to stop. Like, this is not working for us. And this is exactly why we have this conversation around having spa life, about having that balance and harmony, and do it before it's too late. Right.
It's so scary when it happened, because I had a tooth infection and I kept saying it's my tooth, but they couldn't see it on an x-ray. So if anyone out there, take care of your teeth and stop waiting. When I tell people the story on stages, I have like 50 people running up to me saying, I had a bad root canal and it still hurts 2 years later. I almost died from it. Okay. It stuck in my jaw. It got into a bump. They cut the bump. I got toxic blood poisoning. I had a tumor in my arm, an aneurysm that could have gone right to my brain. And it literally took me out. Now, I'm an high auditory person. I couldn't talk. It was horrible. And I had 6 surgeries and 8. So it shut me up. Okay. And then I had to listen to my soul. And every day I would hold on to I'm like, what is this for? It was to get real about love, get real about your health, get real about your friends. And then you get to see who really shows up for you. You know, so we had our anniversary, our 10-year anniversary. And my husband was working for a company that wasn't so friendly at the time. And we had a chance to go on a beautiful vacation with some wonderful friends to Italy for 2 weeks. Oh. And I said, I'm going. This is not like normally I thought, no limitations, but what? Free place in a castle in Italy.
Absolutely.
Am I not going? But it was our anniversary. He had a deal. The people weren't doing something. And I said, well, I'm going to Italy. The deal will be there anyway. And we went. And it changed everything for us because of what had happened to me and him at the same time, almost getting hit by a car, you know, like literally flipping and almost dying, and me with the thing. So now we're on like this thing, like live our life to the fullest. And we get married every year for the last, it'll be 13 years. We get married every year. I dress up like I'm a bride again. I wear a little TR. We go all out and do vows that day. And I mean, I'm into celebrating life, and we have friends over and we toast to the love to come. So if you don't have love, you got to snap out of it, because it's you, something in your heart that's stopping you. It's so sad. And I had to do it to myself. And I have to say, it's not easy to look at your love loops. But if any of you journal, which I would highly recommend, I have 28 years, maybe even 30 years of journals. And I always knew I was with the wrong person when I was with them.
Wow.
And I was like, even in my journals, why am I seeing him? He's not aligned with me. Oh, well.
All right, listeners, is this popping any buttons for you guys?
Yeah, he's sexy and he's my temporary lover. And then 3 years go by and you think you're going to change the guy that has no job. He's broke back mountain and you're paying his bills. And then you pay for the vacations. I have so many Wonder Women that come to me and they're like, but I have this lover. So can I have him while I'm waiting for my husband? And I'm like, it's kind of not going in the same direction of a vision. You know, when I met him, he was going through a divorce and was dating 3 women. And he's told me he never wanted to get married. And I didn't scare him. I just said, well, I'm in a different love phase. So what love phase are you in? What love loop could you be in? And what are you saying to people about your marriage? So say, like, even if, have you heard people say, my husband's so boring, or my girlfriend has this great husband, and my husband is this, this. These men know when we're feeling that way. And let me tell you something. When he gets busy, I get pissed sometimes, and I don't feel, he wants to connect. I wrote about this. Most men want to connect sexually to feel bonded, and we want them to be like connected before we bond. So I let him know when that's happening with the heart. You know, you want to get a heart on, you need to get your heart on. Sorry to be so blunt, but come on, you know, let's connect. Because, or what I do sometimes, I put a high heel on his bed, like, or his office. Like, I'm ready to connect, but to get this, we need to connect. Like, come on.
So we get out of, I love all the symbols you guys have.
It's, I like to make it so that I'm not making him feel bad. He's working his butt off. We're working our butts off.
Right.
But sometimes I go out and I'm doing my Wonder Woman thing and I'm all amped. I'm sure this happens to you when you speak. And then you come home and he's all relaxed. You want to talk. And he wants to snuggle. And we're all out of sync. I got to go upstairs, take off all my clothes and change here. And it's hard to do, you know. But I do think, ladies out there, that give these guys a break. You know, we can switch from one gear to the next. That's why they need to tune up to understand. But we have to lead them with our feminine energy instead of being pissed off, because they don't like it. They get bitched at all day at work. The last thing he needs is for me to give him the tone. Like, right. Well, even one word. How are you? Oh, I'm fine. That is because you're mad at him, you know? So he'll say, I think you're upset with me. Is something going on? And I say, yeah, I feel you know, we need to get connected. And I miss you. I always just say, I miss you. And I put my hands on him and I say, I miss your face. I need you to look at me and be connected. But normally it's business that makes them like that. And you guys out there, it's Valentine's Day. Don't buy the old roses that have been there for 3 days. Start planning something in advance for your sweetheart, because guys always wait till the last minute and they get the shanky cards at CVS. They don't put any thought in it. And women know when you do it at the last minute. You don't have to do a lot. Go buy her a heart. Go buy your wife a heart or something with sparkles, like, you know, a nice necklace. It was a gift that Joe gave me. It was a heart on our 10th Valentine's Day. I wear it all the time.
Right.
To symbolize that, you know, even if you can't buy diamonds, there's a lot of beautiful jewelry that you can get for less than $100, and you could get Diana at eWomen Network. She has the most beautiful jewelry.
Diana made this for me.
Look at that. She
worked with Carrie and they co-created it together, and he knew that this was a symbol for my work.
Right. The balance. Look, it's like the balance in the yin and yang with your jewel in the middle, right?
Yep.
So that's the same thing. You know, we know each other's. Now, when you feel the vibe and your husband's upset, say, what's going on, sweetie? Because if it's business, I can't take it personally. And then I nurture him. What would you need when you're stressed, your feet rubbed, your head rubbed? You know, I'm sorry, whatever's stressing you, I want to help. Strip it off. I do a lot of Reiki on him. I hypnotize him all the time. He has no idea what I'm doing. and I just am always imprinting him that I appreciate his hard work and I empower him. And it makes him so loyal and so devoted to me because I adore him. I try to adore him because he's the man. Like, he's the man you've chosen, or the woman that you've chosen. If you're lesbian, gay, it doesn't matter. If you've chosen someone, then make any day, whether it's Valentine's Day or the weekend, bring that sparkle in it by thinking, God, you know, this is the person I married or I've chosen as my mate. So what can I do to make him happy today? And that's what I do. I write him love notes. I pack him lunches. I'm old fashioned and I'm spicy at the same time, you know? So woo.
I love that. Well, I know that, you know, there's a lot of people going, wow, that sounds great. I'm that busy person out there. I haven't found that person. There's all these things that have happened. So what kind of inspiration can you give for those busy, successful women who want to meet someone special and, you know, or they want to spice up their existing relationship? What can you give them to help them out?
Well, first of all, if you work at home, you need to leave your house. And going online is wonderful, but you need to do network. I am a big, huge fan of face-to-face. And I know you're swiping and you're online and frustrated that men aren't returning your emails or whatever. But it's really important for you to get in the game by doing three new things a week. Because if you, most of my clients work at home, they're marketing, they're doing their Instagram, all that stuff. And when they're out, they go to a lot of women's things. Okay. You have to go where there are men. You know, you could go to Toastmasters, you could go to your local Chamber of Commerce. When I came here, I couldn't afford to join all of them. So I went to Beverly Hills, then I go West LA, then I went to Hollywood. I went to all of the different ones to see where my vibe was going to fit. Right. And instead of just joining women's things, you need to go to events where there's men. And a lot of them are technology based, marketing based. I'm involved with a lot of different groups in LinkedIn, you know, meeting people in person. Go to these new classes where you can learn how to use technology, which drives me out of my mind. That's not my thing. But there's always men there, you know. And I was at the grocery store at Ralph's between 7 and 7:30 one night. And I looked down the aisle of the men that were checking out. It was all single men. And I walked through the grocery store with my Facebook Live. And I said, you want to know where the men are? They're out having dinner alone in a restaurant right near your house. They're out at happy hour. They are at the gym between 6:30 and 8:30 at night. That's when single men are out. And they always end up going out alone. So women don't like to go out alone. And when I was single, I made my life happen. I went to groups that were networking groups that were about connecting. I created my own and I still have big events. I just had a huge cocktail mixer at Christmas. 250 people were there. A lot of people hooked up. I did pioneer rapid dating, but it got, you know, so polluted that it wasn't worth my time, but I love putting people together. And in the very near future, I'm going to be hosting rapid networking events. Even at that Best You Expo, there's a big Best You Expo happening March 23rd and 24th in Long Beach. And I'm doing rapid networking in the beginning. It's going to be about 1,000 business people, single, not single. And you should get your butt there and get there for the networking, because I find that conferences, sometimes you're sitting too long learning and the only place you meet people is on your way to the bathroom. That's what I told the president of the Best You Expo when he met me. I said, you need me there to make everybody meet. And I am going to be hosting a lot more events. I stopped because I wasn't well and I'm back. And Playa Vista, I'm going to be hosting big events with the people that own house. And I am going to be hosting a lot more flirting classes and panels. And when you come there, you meet some guys you wouldn't even believe. The guys on my panels are all single. And the women are like, where did these men come from? I said, they work. They have jobs. If you're not out and letting people know that you're single and let and stop complaining, because people don't want to fix you up if you're one of those whiny people. The men are sympathetic. This is what I hear from women. The men have not had Prince training, some of you ladies. My husband was married for a really long time and I could not expect him to be in with the dating scene when he met me. And I was just patient with him. His wife was taking all of his money. He lived 3,000 miles away. And he wore tasseled shoes. And I just could, oh, it was terrible. I didn't like it. But anyway, over time, you know, I took him to, he was from the East Coast, for God's sake. So the men you're meeting, be patient. Get to know their souls. There are some of the most amazing men out there that are really out there making their life so that they can find a woman that's going to come into their life to live and have a lifestyle that merges with them. So if you want to meet a man like that, you can't do the, I want this, like a business deal. These men tell me that the bossy, you know, Wonder Women are so busy that the sound of your voice when they call you turns them off. You know what? I can't go. I gotta go. I'm going to get back to you. Maybe we can see each other in 2 weeks. You're not seeming available.
Right.
Even when I get to coach these women, they can't even make up their minds when they're going to make an appointment with me trying to change their life. So I said to them, the reason you are still single is because you can't even make an appointment with me. So when you're really ready to find love, call me when you're ready and we'll do it. But it's impossible to get a hold of.
Wow.
So that's what's happening with men with you too. They don't like it. So I had, when I looked at my imprints and in my book, I tell you to do a love examination investigation. And I called men that were husbandly back then. And I asked them what it was like to date me. And it was shocking what they told me.
Wow. Well, people have to pick up your book and see some of the things that came out through that. I mean, girl, you and I could talk all day long. And I know that we have to come to a close on this. And I know that our listeners are going to want to hear more of what you have and what you're up to. How can they stay in contact with you?
Well, they can go to reneepiani.com, but I am giving a gift away. I'm going to give 10 eBooks away to the first 10, and I am going to give some consultations away to up to 50 people if they call me soon. I may not be able to do it right away. I will call you, you know, if you say you want to meet with me, I will give you an evaluation of what you're doing. But I can tell you this, this whole week, you know, every day there's a chance to meet people. But if I invite whoever's watching this, whatever time, every day, go to 3 places, even locally, change out your habits and say hello and smile at men. If you think they're handsome, do not wait for them to walk over to you, because they have been ball busted by many women and they need 3 clear green light signals. So come to my flirting classes, come to my love support. Come to my events and get some free coaching from me. If by the link that she's going to put on this page has free gifts from the Love Designer. So you can click that. I will contact you. And most importantly, be open and look and do an evaluation of your heart so that you can find love. I did, but I had to take a hard, good look at myself, and I put it all in a book. So it makes me feel very vulnerable. But I want people to know that I changed my life and I got married when I was 45 years old, and I have sacred love, and I am writing a new book about how to have sacred love and keep it like this. So use some of these principles and believe in love for yourself and do not just a list, but a vision. And that's what your lifestyle thing is. Like, what would be your ideal life, a day to day in the life of you, man or woman of your dreams, right? And when I created it, I have it. And if you really want to see, I did have a picture of a man on my vision board, my house on my vision board, my cars on my vision board. My husband looks exactly like that man, and my dog and my home and my cars and my business, because I visioned it. And every night I would think, oh, what is it going to be like when I have it? It's going to be so awesome. So get into the space of, if you knew, it's my last word. If you knew that the love of your life was going to be delivered to you in the next 30 days, what would you be doing right now to prepare for him or her?
Well, thank you.
Start doing that now and get really bad love. You will have a winning combination. And the book is available on Kindle, audio, and in book form. And I'm here to help anybody that is really serious. You have to be serious about it or don't call me. Because you make you get real. And I like to make people do spicy things to like change it out. And I got a lot of fun to share.
Oh, good. Well, wow. Renee, we could be here like all week. You've got so many pearls of wisdoms to share, girl. I love that. And so for those of you who are just kind of tuning in and wondering, what are we talking about having more balance in your life and having love? We're going to be putting in the show notes about Renee's book and about, you know, some of her giveaways. And, you know, if you're on the Facebook, you know, put in the chat, you know, if you've got questions, we'll circle back around and be able to answer any questions and have that happen. And then also, if you're wondering, like, how is it that you can have more balance in your life and do it with accomplishment as well, and you want to live the spa life that we're talking about, I invite you to also get my complimentary gift of at dianehaffman.com/guide. And then you get to see some of the principles of what we're applying to our life, what Renee has used to apply to relationships, this a whole lifestyle that we're looking at connecting together. So again, thank you, Renee, for being part of the show. And listeners, until we connect again, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Bye.
Your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Haffman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehaffman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.